Mandy,
Katie.
we did it. I don't know how,
Listen,
but we did it.
it ain't easy.
No.
It ain't easy.
We are in different places, different surroundings. This wall used to have my TV and my pretty things on it, and now it's blank. So I'm not in a very exciting backdrop today, but you have Tom Glavine back there pitching.
Tommy, can you hear me?
I know, right?
I don't know what else you would expect my sister to put in her guest room.
Right. So tell me about how your week is going. How's the Thanksgiving festivities shaping up?
Everything's just fine. When last we talked, I believe it was Thursday,
Yeah.
and I was just back in town and adjusting. And Saturday morning, I got up and got in the shower to get ready to go to choir practice, which they had moved in part so that I could be there from the previous Saturday when I was in London.
Uh-oh.
And when I got out of the shower, one Frederick Freeman had discovered some of the treats that I had purchased in London. Because let me tell you, when you have a brother-in-law who is a member of the Mayflower Society, the
Yes.
perfect thing to purchase for him when you are in London is a little thing of mincemeat pies. Am I wrong?
I look to each his own.
When you have a brother-in-law who loves to eat sweets,
Yes.
and he's a member, he's a pilgrim. He's a pilgrim.
He's a damn pilgrim.
And you can get him eight individual mincemeat pies.
Well,
Like,
here's my question
I'm
now.
sorry, it's the perfect gift.
How many are left?
Zero.
Shh.
Zero.
Freddie or your brother-in-law?
Freddie ate all eight of them while I was in the shower. Now, here's our problem. I then had to Google what is mincemeat?
Right.
Did not really know. Thought it was akin to fruitcake. And it basically is. It's like dried fruit and nuts is basically what is in a mincemeat pie. Well, here's the next problem is raisins. And I knew raisins were bad for dogs, but I also have never had a dog eat raisins. I've had dogs eat plenty of other stuff, but never
Right.
raisins. And typically with, other stuff, it's sort of like, well, yeah, they're probably just going to have explosive diarrhea. So sorry for you. So I texted the head of the rescue and the vet where Freddie had boarded before I got him. And I said, okay, here's what we've got. Anything I should be doing? I do I need to go get the hydrogen peroxide and make him vomit?
Right.
And the vet responded back because he also ate some chocolates. I got some chocolates for my friend Susie, whose suitcase I borrowed to thank her,
I
and
mean,
he ate the chocolate.
Freddie is.
Listen, he's Dennis the Menace is what he is. He is Dennis the Menace.
Ooh, Freddie.
So initially the vet was like, yeah, just enjoy that explosive diarrhea. And then Betsy was like, wait, were there raisins in there? And I said, it just says dried fruit. So we don't know, if it's raisins or not. And they're like, nope, take him in immediately. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Because apparently, even just a couple of raisins can cause a dog to go into renal failure. The more you know.
That was
So.
a big one. I did not mean to say that F word, but I mean, that's bad, Mandy.
It is bad. So I had already headed to choir practice.
Have they moved for you?
I turned around and headed back home, got the Frederick. Luckily, we could go to my vet and we didn't have to go to the emergency vet. I called my vet and the receptionist said, well, let me go ask. And he came back to the phone and he said, well, Dr. Richardson's in a room, but Kiera, who is the vet tech who kept Freddie while I was in London, was working. And Kiera said just to bring him on in. I mean, he walks in the room and everybody's just laughing. Everybody just loves Freddie. I'm like, here you go.
Eight mincemeat pies and some chocolates.
So yeah, they kept coming out, giving me an update saying he's still throwing up, but he's still wagging his tail.
La
So
la 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 la. That's what I'm gonna say to that.
2 hours later, I have missed choir practice. Freddie has survived to, tell another tale. And there you go. So that was Saturday. That was exciting. And then the rest of the week was, just what it was. And then,
Well, here's my question. So I do have questions about this whole Freddie Freeman, fra-la-la. Are we going to make your brother-in-law some mincemeat pies now because
Hell
he's
no.
not getting them from London, England?
Hell no.
Okay. There we go. That was my main question.
No.
Okay.
Was just a funny gift. And it was the perfect gift. But
Does he know you got him the perfect gift?
I do. We have
Okay.
talked about it. And he did
Okay.
confirm that his father, indeed, the original pilgrim, well, maybe not the original, but the elder pilgrim.
Cool.
He was a big fan of mincemeat pies.
Oh my God.
Because of course he was. They're pilgrims,
Of
Katie.
course he was.
They're pilgrims. But anyway, so we got to Nashville last night. Nashville is Atlanta now. I've been driving to Nashville since I could drive,
Yeah.
but I can't seem to remember that now Nashville is Atlanta, and it's Atlanta in the 90s and early 2000s. In
Okay.
that you should plan to get through there. You remember when you used to be like, if I can get through downtown
Yep.
Atlanta by 3 o'clock, I'm good.
I'm good. Not anymore.
That's where, yeah, that doesn't count anymore. But so
There's not
that's
a
where
downtime in
Nashville,
Atlanta anymore.
yeah. But Nashville has become Atlanta in the 90s. And so you have to plan. And I haven't done a good job of that. So I come rolling in rush hour with everybody else. But we made it. And once again, nobody was here when Freddie and I got here. So luckily I know Lucy, and I know Lucy, my sister's dog, is,
Yeah.
she's gonna be fine. And so we came on in, and Lucy kind of looked at us and was like, oh God, not again.
Not this one.
Exactly. And then she went and hid in Julie's closet. And so I was unloading the car and feeding Freddie, and he was running around having a big time. And then all of a sudden, I went to the kitchen to make myself a drink, and all of a sudden the two of them came walking into the kitchen together. And I was like, oh, well, good, because Freddie can be kind of a butt.
Yeah.
But they were good and they were fine. They came in the kitchen together, and I immediately put his leash back on him because that's what you do.
Yeah.
And so then we were all three on the sofa and they were just being chill. So I took his leash off, and then Julie and Lewis got back, so I had it back on. And then Julie's like, he's fine, he's fine. Take the leash off, take the leash off.
Feel like there's something coming.
So I took the leash off. And about 5 minutes later, Lucy was standing on one side of me and Freddie standing on the other side. And all of a sudden, Freddie was just, and he wasn't biting. Like when you've dealt with 13 foster dogs,
Yep.
I can remember Betsy
Yeah.
asking me this question when I first, like one of my first fosters, when I did a home visit. I can remember her asking me, like, was he just rude or was he aggressive? And you eventually can tell there's a
Yeah.
difference there. And Freddie was really just rude, although he was borderline aggressive because he was like chasing her.
Yeah.
But he didn't bite her. And if he wanted to bite her, he would, very
Yeah.
easily could have. But in the melee, my sister's finger got broken. She was like, ow. And Lucy was like, yeah, it's broken. And she was like, no, it's not. She had an x-ray at work today. Broken finger.
He is a menace
Is a menace.
to society, not
So
just Dennis.
he has been tethered to my jeans, not able to go further than 5 feet from me all day. Lewis just took him for a walk, so they're on a walk right now. But yeah, so that's just been my life. It's Freddie the Menace. Bless his heart. The good news is he responds, you know, like I've got to set better boundaries, and that, you know, that's another thing. Me and these dogs are just in my house, you know, and then we go out and walk around. So I know that when we're out walking around, he might bark at a dog or whatever, but I don't have any other idea of how he interacts with a lot of people or another dog
Well,
or, you know,
and
all of that.
right, for it to be like nothing to attack dog is weird too.
And like I said, it wasn't like Cujo, but it was like,
It was zero to a
rah,
hundred
rah, rah,
all of a sudden.
rah.
She must have said something he didn't like.
That's, and I didn't hear her. She last time we were here, she did give him a rah, 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 and I didn't hear her do that this time. I think it was just him being a butt and, you know, guarding me and, you know, all that. So,
Lord help.
but anyway, so that's, other than that, I've got the crème anglaise done for the pumpkin bread pudding, all the cornbread's made, the pumpkin bread's made, the custard's made for the bread pudding. I was just sauteing onions and celery and poultry seasoning for the dressing. We have doubled our portion size basically because we're going to have Lewis's kids and his son-in-law will be eating with us tomorrow, which will be lovely. But the thought of my family having the thought that we wouldn't have leftovers was very distressing to everybody. So I finally said, fine, we'll cook two turkeys, which we've started cooking two turkeys. I think this may be the second or third year we've done two turkeys because everybody loves to know who likes turkey. We do. We're those people. We like to have sandwiches. We like to have leftovers. So listen.
But you're not going to make a turkey pizza or turkey sushi or any shit like that. Okay, good.
Might put a little gravy on my bread for a sandwich,
And
if that's
that's
as far as I'm gonna go.
perfectly acceptable, ma'am.
That's it. Will was at his girlfriend's Thanksgiving celebration, I think on Sunday. And he has historically helped me unwrap the turkey, but he was playing poker last night. He was not here. And I said, buddy, you missed the turkey unveiling last night. And he said, what? The penis, talking about the neck. And then he said, I had to wash the turkey at Kaylee's house. And I was like, oh no, we don't wash the
We don't
turkey.
wash turkeys or
Well,
chicken.
that's just spread and salmonella everywhere. He said, yeah, I thought it was weird. It didn't taste as good as yours. I didn't tell him. He said, but they wanted me to wash the seasoning off. I said, yeah, you know better than that, don't you? He said, I do. I do. So, exactly. Here we are.
As the little song goes, you can't eat at everybody's house.
Well, I do love that guy, Terry.
Can't eat it.
Everybody's house. About you, Katie? What's happening in your world?
If we're going to continue the Thanksgiving food theme today, I took the bowl and the spoon and made a double batch cheese muffins with my friend Tina, and she and my friend Rachel made the dressing. They are aunt and niece, and I am family adjacent,
Nice. There you go.
included. They have so graciously invited me back again this year. So I'll be with the Walkers this year with my cheese muffins. Bless you. So I did that. We had a great time. My friend Tina has a very good pizza place, and so she fed us, which was wonderful.
Oh, garlic knots.
Big salad, pizza, all the things.
Yum.
So it's great. It was great to see them. And then we'll have the big group tomorrow. She made the dressing. They made the dressing. They doubled it because we got to have enough and leftovers, all the things. So all that. I know y'all, well, y'all may remember the story of the last time I was here. There was the big hurricaneado that came through that ended up devastating North Carolina and not us. But in that whole storm, you might remember that we found a dog. And I'm gonna definitely get Mandy some pictures so she can post them this week. At first, I mean, I basically raised those dogs, so I'm gonna claim them. The dogs at first, Freddie was the older one, is that our Freddie Freeman was just fine with Cosmo, who looks like a terrier of some sort. He's got the big ears, but he was just fine with Cosmo. But Texas was a little concerned about this whole situation, and he was not friendly. Now it is so cute. They all like curl up together and like lay on each other in different positions. So I got lots. Every time they do it, it gets cuter, and so I take a little picture. So tons of pictures of that. I know you're going to be real shocked, but it was Cemetery Wreath Day
There you go.
Tuesday. It rained the night before, which was perfect to put the cemetery wreaths in the Red Georgia clay. So I got them
Good.
all out.
Awesome.
So all Gogi can rest well. So that's all done. So it's been a good day. In fact, I also went today to Creeder's, my favorite Macon store, and I walked out of there only spending $16.
I'm very proud of you.
And I looked at the girl's name is Katie that works there. And I looked at Katie. I said, Katie, I don't think I've ever spent this little amount. And I'm very sorry. She was like, you're fine. You'll be back. It's been a good couple days. And tomorrow we'll eat the big feast. So that'll be good.
Good.
Other than that, I did purge my books. So if you are in the Macon area, the Friends of the Library has a big book sale every year, but they also now have a store. And so I purged all my books so I don't have to travel with boxes and boxes of books. So I took them up there today. I looked for more Gogi's cookbook. They did not have any copies, so I struck out there, but I was able to donate a whole lot of books, which was great.
Good.
And their book sale's in April, so I'll keep that on my calendar and let y'all know if you're in the Macon area. It's a great place to go find good coffee table books, good books to read, all the things. So
Awesome. Well,
there's that.
good.
So I got that done. I felt good about myself. But other than that, it's just been college football. And this week they were at Ohio State. And I'm going to say this, I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. This is your yearly public service announcement. I'm speaking directly to Ryan Day. Ryan Day, it's time to back away from the tanning bed. And it is time to take the hair dye from jet black to maybe a softer brown. As we age,
Yeah,
we
it's
have
just
to
a bad
soften
look.
ourselves.
It's just a bad look.
It is a terrible look. And that black
Oh.
hair dye is so bad. It's so bad.
Blessing. He needs some friends.
Oh, his wife needs to step up to the plate and just tell him. Just tell him. He doesn't have a young girlfriend. He's got his first wife. I know she's got like 18 kids to take care of. They got a heap of kids, but like, look at him every once in a while and go, honey, let's not
Step
go to the tanning bed this
away
week.
from the
And it was interesting to me. So they went when they started and opened the show, they went down the row and Desmond played at Michigan, which they all hated, like booed the hell out of Desmond, who I love, but whatever. And then they went down the row and they booed everybody, but they got to Nick Saban. They love Nick Saban in Ohio.
buffet. Oh, how funny.
I thought that was weird. But and they hate Lee Corso because he coached at Illinois, who they were playing. Or Indiana. Anyway, it was great. It was a good one. Peter was all over it. In fact, now they realize just how popular Peter is, so they put his treats like in the camera shot, so he'll lay down and stay there and be in camera, which is really cute. But he is definitely more spry than Ben. He's a fella. And then look, here's what I'm gonna say. This podcast is very powerful. We have changed a lot of lives. We've improved things like the Fox Sports backgrounds for games. And this week, after last week when I complained that when Reese Davis says, let's make this pick really quickly, they talk more than they ever did. This week he forced them. He just put their picks up and took them back down.
Well, there you go.
And I was like, you listened. You listened and you learned. It is
Thank you.
possible, ladies. Men can listen and learn. There we go.
Well, that was a bold statement.
Well, just the one, maybe. But Reese listened. If we could just get Pat McAfee to quit sitting so high up so his belt buckle will shine, then it'll be better. But that's never going to happen. And then after that, y'all, I mean, it was chaotic Saturday. I will, the other PSA I have for this week for football players is for some reason they're not comfortable anymore with the knee pads. So their patellas are just flapping around in the breeze. And they have now started rolling their pants up to almost be Daisy Dukes.
Listen, there's a Vanderbilt player who has a crop top and shorts. Honest to God,
Yeah.
he looks like he's playing in a crop top and shorts.
The heck.
So bizarre.
And some of it started out maybe just kickers, because I mean, I get that maybe their range of motion with a knee pad on, whatever. Okay, maybe. But now, like, there's some big linemen rolling up their britches, and I'm like, y'all don't need to roll up your britches. Just like I don't need to wear a two-piece bathing suit, you don't need to roll up your britches.
Just weird.
It is weird. It looks weird. So that's how they're. It looks like they all got Daisy Dukes on, and I'm not here for it. I'm not. And then y'all, the chaos, it continues. I don't, it's gonna be a wild end of the season. So Florida beat Ole Miss. Okay. Colorado lost to Kansas. And then Arizona State. If y'all were watching that, the end of that game or saw the clip, they took the goalpost down before the game was over.
Yeah, let's get it right, kids.
If you're gonna take the goalpost down, let's make sure.
That
Let's quit
there's a
storming the
three-way.
field so much anyway. Can we just,
Yeah.
even though Auburn did it this week, I was like, y'all get back in the stands.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little much.
A little much. It's not that great.
Mm-mm.
We're still not bowl eligible. It's not that great. Alabama, what the hell happened to Alabama? They didn't score a touchdown. I mean, I'm here for it, but like, what? Apparently, DeBoer's got back to Tuscaloosa and there was a for sale sign in his yard.
Oops.
Made me giggle. I don't know why. And then look, Auburn. And the quadruple overtime?
Were you asleep?
No.
Good.
I will admit, I dozed slightly during the fourth quarter and woke myself back up from snoring and saw the end of the game and the four overtimes. I was wide awake by then. And if you watch game day, you would have heard, because it's all they've got t-shirts now. It's all over. Nick Saban said, Texas A&M better watch out. I don't know what goes on in Jordan-Hare Stadium, but that place is haunted.
He was not wrong.
It's not wrong. Here's what, and this kind of is the last little bit that I have. The referees, and I've said this every week, and it gets worse every week. The SEC refs are horrible, and they did not used to be. The Alabama game, they called illegal touching, which can we talk about? Can I get some illegal touching? But whatever. On a guy that was like 5 yards away from the guy he was supposed to be illegally touching. Our game would have been over in the second overtime, but they made a very bad call that ch of offensive pass interference that was not offensive pass interference. The guys in the booth that are the referee, like the experts, are saying things like, this is preposterous.
Funny.
I mean, what the hell's happening, y'all?
No,
They're so
no.
bad. So I don't know. I feel like, here's what I feel like we should do, Mandy, for the good of the country.
Okay.
is that we should go to Birmingham on Monday mornings and go to those referee meetings and give them a talking to.
I feel like we could pick up Sophie from the Big House
Yes.
and get Melanie on FaceTime or something.
And we could all give them a lesson and a good talking to. I think they need a good talking to. I think that's what this is that nobody talks to them the way we could.
I think that's where I would come in because, I hadn't been watching any football.
Right.
Y'all could give some specifics, but I could give them the good talking to.
I love that. I love that. I think we should do it because
I
this is
can't wait.
getting, the SEC was, and it maybe continues to be, with NIL, it's a lot different, but one of the best conferences in the country. And these are the refs we have. I mean, it's just pitiful.
Well, I will say in other football news that Mercer University is champion of the SoCon.
I love it.
How
I
about
love
them
it.
apples?
Look at that.
First time ever.
So are they, is that, are they
Don't
done
ask
with
me
their
any
season
questions, I
yet?
don't
Okay.
I saw something about seventh seed. But I don't know how that works. I
Okay.
remember last year that I feel like they made it all the way to the playoffs and then they were playing like North Dakota or
Yeah.
somebody who ended up like having several players go in the draft.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
but
That's awesome.
I don't remember how it all works.
Yeah. Well, this week is rivalry week. It's the last week of the regular season, so it's big games. Auburn, Alabama, which could get us bowl eligible if we pull this one off,
Oh,
people.
really?
Yeah.
Oh,
We're not
boy.
going to. It's in Tuscaloosa, we're not. It's Georgia Tech, which I mean wreck tech. I want wreck tech to wreck the heck out of the Georgia Bulldog season. Florida State, which at the beginning of the season I would have never thought would have been a good game. Florida may have a chance. Vandy, Tennessee. So it's rivalry week. So the Egg Bowl. So Mississippi State, Ole Miss. It's going to be a good game day on Saturday. So I can't
Julie
wait
just
to.
told me that her friend who has a box said she might have two extra tickets.
Oh.
And Julie said, that's the only way I'm going to that
Yeah.
I've been twice in recent history, and Vandy has won both those games that I've been
Well, I
to.
picked in my little pool that is not for money. Anybody listening, that's important. It's not for money. My little pool is I picked Vandy.
Well, if I'm there, apparently I'm their good luck charm.
So I need you to go
Okay, well,
so I can win the pool.
hope we have those two seats because my sister's not getting out in the masses of Bob's Big Boy orange and white overalls.
Right.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
Yeah. Yep. So that's about it. I thought, I haven't told you this, Mandy, I don't think. I was asked to be on the board of the United Methodist Children's Home.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I think it's a great fit for me. It's, they help a whole lot of children who are
Jill,
in need of a place. So
Jill Barr, Jill. I'm gonna have to look. She's one of my sorority sisters. I know her last name as well as my own.
yeah.
Used to work at the Methodist Children's Home.
Yeah. Yep. So it's used to be more, and I guess it still is more of an orphanage, but now it's more of a big foster care. Like a lot of them are reunited with family, but it also is a place where children can go to live permanently until they're 18 that don't have anywhere to go back to. So it's a great place.
Stapleton. Stapleton. Jill Stapleton.
Does she still work there?
But last I knew she did.
Well, great. Well, I can't wait to get to know her.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm really
They're up
excited.
in Marshallville.
I was honored to ask.
Honored to be
To be
asked.
asked to do that. Yep. Not to ask, to be asked. Sorry.
Okay. Listen.
We're making it. Barely on two wheels with our hair on fire, but we're making it.
Mine's
Anyway, I
sleeping.
thought that was great. And there's also a book, and I'll make that one of my favorites. in the future, a minister that came out of the children's home from like he grew up there in like the 50s. He and his brother wrote a book called The Patchwork Quilt about.
I remember that. Sorry.
Yeah. Maybe it's already been a favorite. I don't know.
I remember that, but like we used to love to go to the Methodist Children's Home. Like every summer we would go. So that may be how I knew about it.
Maybe,
Like maybe
yeah,
you
but
can spoke.
it's a great
At
place.
what used to be Moultrie United Methodist Church, a church that no longer exists. Bygones.
So anyway, that's kind of it. I wish I'd had my camera ready for that. I'm still writing about Jesus. I've got one more class project to do, and then I'm done with some work of the semester.
Good.
And then I still have all that ordination paperwork to finish, and then I still have to move.
Do you have a moving day?
Yes, the 7th, they will come pack everything up in Buford, and the 8th of January, they will move everything down to the campground.
Okay. Exciting.
I know it's exciting. But right now I'm in purge mode. So I did the books. Next is clothes. So the Goodwill is going to start seeing me a lot.
Okay, good. Do it.
So Mandy, tell us about your food. Now I did link last week, if and maybe I'll well, Thanksgiving will be over, but I linked this past week all of your stuff from Thanksgiving. So that was all there.
Okay, good.
So what else do you have for us this week with food?
Because my food this week.
Oh my God.
Sorry, I'm scratching my
I'm
back.
not, I'm gonna do you a big favor and not take a picture of that.
Scratching my back. My food this week is a CBD beverage. Because listen, we're all in the middle of Thanksgiving. How y'all doing? And you can get it on Amazon. If you have not tried a CBD beverage, I would recommend that you try them. These do not have THC in them. It's just CBD. These are called Cloud Water.
They've
They're
got good other stuff too, like vitamin D, which I need. I take that.
Listen, it's basically a health drink.
Love it.
But yeah, I'm into the CBD beverage. Listen, I'm a person who's like never smoked pot in my life,
Same.
but I like a good gummy, little CBD gummy. Put me right to sleep. And if I take half before I have to deal with my mother, life is easier.
I'm gonna make that mental note.
This is all advice that I got last year from my friend Elizabeth, who is a loyal listener. So listen, Elizabeth will not steer you wrong. She also recommended a brand called Nowadays. I think they have THC in them.
We're not,
I
I won't land that.
procured them from the liquor store in Bellmead next to the Ace Hardware, which is where Elizabeth told me I could get them. Because I have been cooking. But listen, I just would recommend if you like a sparkling water, and here's the other thing, as menopause, perimenopause progresses into menopause, I'm processing alcohol differently,
I
and
am too with these shots.
it's getting harder to really be able to enjoy just like a drink and feel okay the next day, like literally a drink. And so the CBD is just a nice alternative to just kind of chill, take the edge off a little bit. And it's just a delightful, as Katie said, health drink is what it is.
Well, it's got zinc,
Prebiotics.
vitamin C, all kinds of things that I can justify needing.
Listen, it's a smoothie, y'all.
I can't wait.
So, yeah, that's my food recommendation.
Hey, look. If you had come to this podcast day with turkey sushi, turkey leftover sushi, I was going to bring a smackdown, but this is even better than any tryptophan you could have brought.
Yep, cloud water.
I'm going to definitely add that to cart.
Yeah, I think you should. You should. Well, how about your favorites, Katie?
So I know one of them's a little wordy, and I'm going to take the wording part out because I want everybody to go watch this, but there was a quote that I wanted y'all to hear. because I think it's very important. But the first thing I want to tell y'all, because I've been listening to this on repeat, and Mandy, I need you to go add it to your music right now.
Yes, ma'am.
John Batiste has a new album out. It's called Beethoven Blues Part One, which means there's going to be a part two, which
Even
makes me
better.
so excited. It is the most beautiful album. He plays most part of every song classically, but there's in the middle a twist.
How
And you can
fun.
even hear him making his little noises on the recording, which is precious to me. It is so good. It's got like Fleur Elise. It's got all things that you will recognize.
Moonlight Sonata,
Yes.
Ode to Joyful.
Yes. Even the symphonies that are on here, like I don't remember numbers, but once you start hearing them, you'll know it. It's just so good. So highly, highly, highly recommend. In this day and age, it is nice to have beautiful music, and he does not disappoint.
Have a cloud water, put on some John Batiste.
And feel the love.
Absolutely.
So we talk a lot about our friends at True South, and we love the True South series with the food and the stories that they tell. But every year, the behind the scenes episode is the one that I like the best. And this
But my
year,
boyfriend, Wright Thompson, comes in front of the camera.
right, this year does not disappoint. Have you watched it yet? Okay, so I mean, it's not like a spoiler kind of thing, but they were talking, they do it from a bookstore. And we talk a lot about bookstores and about writing. And Wright has come out with The Barn, which I cannot wait to read. I'm saving it because I can't right now. I can't digest that right now.
Yeah, it is. I would say you need to be. It's a lot of Mississippi history, which is
Yes.
interesting. But yeah, it is one you got to be ready to
Yes.
hear.
So as soon as I'm done with this semester, then I'm going to read that. That's high on my list. But they're sitting talking, and this is the quote, and I want y'all to go watch it. It's the best episode of the season, and well, it's been a great season story-wise, more than the food. But Wright says, if you only visited independent bookstores in the South, what is that South? And John T says this: it's a tolerant South. It's a curious South intellectually. It's a worldly South, a South that knows beyond our borders, that wants to travel beyond our borders, that wants to know the world through the books, even if they can't travel. I realize I don't always live in that South. I don't always travel in that South, but it's that South that I want to belong to.
Amen.
I listened to it about five times because it spoke to my soul. They were sitting there sipping bourbon drinks and talking about fathers and sons. And next year they're going to have an episode because they did John T's mother. They're going to do one about John T's father. And I want that show. So True South, you liked our post the other day. So I need you to listen to this, True South. I want a show or a podcast with Wright and John T having conversations because that episode, the one there were the father and son angle this season I think was great, but this episode,
I'm telling you, it's always my favorite episode.
Mandy, I cannot wait for you to watch it. But I thought that was so true, and that really just encompassed everything that you and I talk about with books, with bookstores, with writers, with words, with how it just pushes you beyond your boundaries and helps you grow and see the world from all kinds of angles, which we need right now.
Yes, Lord.
So,
Yes,
anyway, that
Lord.
quote just spoke to my soul, and I'm not going to put all that in the show notes, but go watch the episode. It is beautiful. And I could listen to Wright Thompson speak. All day, every day.
Right. Well, listen, that's why I got the audible version or the audio
I
version of
know.
the barn.
I wanted the barn though in my collection. I might still listen to it on audio, but I wanted that book. Yeah, there we go. So the other thing that's out right now is Bad Sisters. Did you watch Bad Sisters season one?
I did. I didn't watch. It's one of those where I would watch like two or three episodes, and then I'd have to go
Yep.
do something, and then I'd forget to go back to it.
Yes.
Like, oh, I need to go back and finish that.
Season two's out. I think three episodes, maybe three or four. It is getting wild, y'all.
I love Sharon, whatever her name is,
Yes.
the
The oldest sister.
oldest sister.
Well, but you know, the actress that plays the youngest sister is Bono's daughter.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes. She was in the one with Nicole Kidman that was recently you liked.
Oh, yeah.
It's Bono's daughter.
Did not know
Look at
that.
that. Look at that. So anyway, Bad Sister season two, highly, highly, highly recommend. And then the other thing that's out that I've been watching too, but I think we've talked about it, is Shrinking. Season two is also out. So when I go to watch one of them, it goes, oh, I gotta watch, you know, I got a new one of those. So watch those two things on Apple. And then I've already talked about it, but purging is on my favorite things to do right now. It really helps me feel like I can let some stuff go.
Absolutely.
So everybody needs a good purge every once in a while, whether they're moving or not. And then the last thing is just, we've talked about this before. It's the whole reason we do the podcast, but it does not, I cannot say it enough, especially if you have any female minister friends. It is so important for us to have people that don't care what we do for a living and that love us no matter what we do, and that will hold a space for us that is outside and sacred for us to have, be able to have free conversations. Because as ministers, we have to put on, like, we have to put our the best version of ourselves out there all the time. And it's hard to find space where you can let your guard down a little. But I went to Dovetail last night with a listener. Hey, Heather.
Hey, Heather.
A dear friend and neighbor over here in the hills. And she's also in a service-based job. She works with homeless people and United Way and so she gets it too. But it is so important. It is so
Absolutely.
important.
I felt something. I think it was a, it wasn't, I'm off Twitter, so it wasn't on Twitter, but it maybe it was on Blue Sky or something. But it was taught, it was like a, as a single woman in her 50s, these are five things that you should or shouldn't do or whatever.
Yeah.
And one of them was avoid the group text thread. And I was like, oh, I could not disagree with that more.
Yeah.
The group text
No.
thread is
It
life.
is life. It helps you stay connected to those women that have known you forever. And especially someone that came to the ministry later in life. Like these women, like you have known me for a long time. So my job doesn't define me. And more, and a lot of things do, a lot of careers do that, but it's a very different world. Nobody warns you about that. So if you have female minister friends, go find them, take them to dinner and tell them, you know, they can say whatever they want to. It's so important. So I just appreciate Heather very, very much.
Thank you, Heather.
Yeah, she's also fan, she's one of those that has gotten a dog from the stray dog distribution center over here in Shirley Hills. Apparently it's a dumping spot, and so she's going to be on the lookout for me a dog as well.
Fabulous.
Yeah, so anyway, it was
Well, good.
just good. Find your people, find your girlfriends, hold them close, support them, and love them. So that was a really, really nice time last night.
Good.
Yeah, yep.
Very good.
Yep. So those are my favorite things right now.
Good.
Yeah.
I like them. I like
Yep.
them. Thank you for sharing them with us.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna take the stray dog quote out, so it won't be in the notes.
So you're gonna be back home when?
Friday.
Okay.
So I'm driving back up. I'm going to stop and see one friend on the way back up, but I've got to write. I've got so much to do.
Okay. Well, good.
So, yep, almost done though. I'm so close to the end of the semester. And I'm real excited about it. So,
Yeah, that's a good feeling. Well, good.
yes, it is. How about you? When are you coming back?
Well, I was told by my sister that I needed to plan on being in North Alabama on December the 4th. All I got, all the information I got. So I'm actually going to stay here. Because it didn't make sense to go home and then come back. I will not be home until a week from tomorrow. So,
Oh, wow. Okay.
yeah. So,
So when you say North Alabama, like, are you going to space camp in Huntsville?
listen, I could be.
Oh, it's
I
your,
don't know.
is it? Okay. All right. Look, hey, we're all going to be along for this surprise.
Right? I don't know.
I'm
That's
so
all I know.
excited.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
All right.
stay
Okay,
tuned.
now I'm intrigued. There we go.
So we shall see, but yeah,
Yep.
so I'll be here and then head home Thursday and launch headlong into the Christmas season. I wanted to get my Christmas tree up before I left, but I did not do it.
Yeah, I'm not doing it this year. I'm gonna get my nativity scene out. I'm gonna do that,
Yeah.
and that's gonna be it.
Well, good. I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's going to be it. And for all those who are wondering, the wise men will not be with Mary and Joseph. They're going to be across the room.
Listen, we gotta keep it.
Yeah,
Keep it
liturgically
separated.
proper. Got to
Yeah.
keep them separated.
Yep.
Yep. So there we go.
All right, Katie. Well, good.
All
Well, I hope
right,
you have a
friends.
lovely feast tomorrow.
Oh, we will. We will. It'll be good.
Good. All
It'll be
right.
good.
Well,
All right.
thanks, y'all. Everybody, have a
Bye,
good week.
friends. Gobble, gobble.